The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our gospel reading for this past Sunday, which was the 17th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. Luke writes, "Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.' Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." We say here, of course, there aren't 99 righteous people who don't need to repent. Every one of us living here on this earth is a sinner. The only person who that didn't apply to, of course, was Jesus the Savior. "Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.' In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." My dear friends in Christ, let's remember that Jesus really spared no effort at all when it comes to seeking and finding the lost and bringing them into his believing family. And Jesus seeks the lost. And, well, think about what he did. He, of course, he's present everywhere, but we talk about him leaving his throne on high and coming down here to live among us. He set aside the full use of his divine power and glory. He lived among sinners. He took the abuse from sinners like us. He was crucified a terrible death. And what's worse is that he was forsaken by God. He went through hell in order to pay for our sins. He spared no effort in seeking the lost, in saving us sinners. Well, Jesus is like the shepherd in the parable that he told, who had 100 sheep but lost one and left the 99 and went after the one that was lost. Or Jesus is like that woman who had the 10 coins and lost one and went crazy trying to find that one coin that was lost. And it just reminds us how our Savior cares for us individually. Each one of us is important to him. Oh, there was a large family that had 11 children. And one time what happened is they accidentally left one of those children behind at a Denver hotel. But what happened is you can kind of imagine with that many children, they drove several hundred miles before they realized that they had left one behind. Well, under those circumstances, you know, they didn't look at it and say, "Well, we have 10 kids. What's one losing one? That's not a big deal." No, they had to go back and find the one that had been left behind. And, well, our Savior, his care and concern and love for each one of us is, of course, so much greater than the love and care and concern of those parents who lost the one child for a time. And now our Savior's love, his love, it includes all people, the rich and the poor, those who are reputable and those who are the outcasts, those who are rejected by society, those who are accepted by society. And that's the lesson that Jesus wanted to teach the Jewish religious leaders who were fighting against him at this particular time. He wanted those leaders to realize that Jesus loves all people, the tax collectors, those who are considered the scum of the earth, the sinners, of, as it's referred to here, of course. But again, like I said earlier, everyone is a sinner. But Jesus loves all, and our Savior, he came to seek and to save the lost, which is what you and I were before we were called to faith. We were those sinners, like the tax collector, like the scum of the earth. But because God in his grace and mercy, because of his love for us, because of our Savior's willingness to seek and to save the lost, because he spared no effort to save the lost, well, that's why we can now say, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." Pastor one time told a story of a man who refused to go to church to hear God's word, and one day the man's wife said to her pastor, "Jim is a good fellow, but he doesn't have much use for the church." Pastor replied, "Please give your husband my greetings and tell him I hope to see him soon." When she relayed the pastor's message to her husband, to Jim, he had a message for her to give to the pastor, and he said, "If you want to see me, you'll have to come where I am, because I won't come to hear you preach." Well, the pastor decided that what he would do is he would immediately go and try to find Jim, even though he was told that he was going to have a really tough time getting to him because, well, oddly enough, Jim happened to be working on the steeple of a new church. Nevertheless, the pastor went to that work site and he climbed several ladders and finally reached the surprised worker at the top of the church spire. And the Holy Spirit used that visit to change Jim's life. Later on, Jim said, "You can't help but listen to someone who will climb 200 feet to the top of a steeple to talk to you about Christ." Jesus seeks the lost. And this pastor followed our Savior's example in being ready to go the extra mile, the couple hundred feet up, to seek the lost, to reach out to people with the gospel message. And when we hear of our Savior seeking the lost, when we think of this pastor reaching the lost, let's also be ready and willing to do whatever we can to reach the lost as well. That means that you and I need to be ready to go to where people are, to share Jesus and his love with them, so that the Holy Spirit can use those opportunities to work on people's hearts like he worked on our hearts and made us children of our Heavenly Father and heirs of heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus, the one who welcomes sinners, to be the Savior of sinners like us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.